That's it for this first check of the weather. Right now, we're going to bring in our next live guest. We've got Noy Mahoney joining us, our Borderlands reporter, for another update on Mexico, which continues to see domination as the U.S.'s number one trade partner. Noy, talk to us about what the numbers show this time.
Yeah, that's right. Mexico, for the 10th consecutive month, was the top U.S. trading partner for the month of November. Mexico recorded about $66 billion in trade with the U.S. during the month. Some of the top commodities or top freight that we're seeing traded between the U.S. and Mexico include auto parts, passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, gasoline. It's just been sort of a wave for Mexico this entire year, boosted by nearshoring to retain its top spot. Canada came in at number two during the month of November, and China came in at number three. China was a very distant number three at about $49 billion in trade with the U.S. during the month.
So, Noy, obviously this is a trend that has its staying power, and we have seen that staying power, as you mentioned, for the last 10 months. Headed into now 2024, moving on into what surely will be a very contentious election year and with very tense geopolitics going on as well. Do we continue to see that as kind of the driving force behind this partnership with Mexico, knowing that we have kind of limited geopolitics with them right now?
Yeah, you know, from everybody I've spoken with, that cross-border trade operators, they see this trend continuing with Mexico, even though there's a lot of political instability, as you mentioned. There's an election here in the U.S. There's also a presidential election in Mexico, as well as several other South American countries. There's presidential elections that could sort of have an effect on trade across the Americas. But still, a lot of trade operators that I've spoken to think this trend of nearshoring is going to continue. We're going to see more factories either open or expand, you know, this year, 2024, which will really help, you know, cross-border freight keep moving between our two countries.
So one of those issues that has limited some of that border momentum has, of course, been the migrant crisis that's going on at the southern border, specifically bad in Texas and right along the Arizona space as well. We have seen some shutdowns of some of those really key border crossings. And while they didn't necessarily impact freight, it wasn't directly to the freight logistics corridors. Can you talk to us about some of those breakdowns and if they have been now removed, those barriers to entry, maybe what kind of damage they caused the amount of trade that we did with Mexico at the end of the year, just because we couldn't do it?
You know, a lot of the, as you mentioned there, we've seen these migrant surges at least two or three times this past year or in 2023 really have an effect on cross-border trade. And what happens in some of these cases is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection will take personnel that would usually process trucks or train cargo, take those personnel away and move them to processing migrants, which slows down commercial trade. And as you pointed out, it's happened several times in 2023, and it really affected train or freight cargo from trains. And, you know, with this nearshoring push, I think some of the big freight train operators such as Union Pacific, you know, CPKC, are really a little nervous that, you know, are these migrant surges going to keep affecting, you know, train operations. What happened in some of the cases was that U.S. Customs and Border Protection shut down train bridges between the U.S. and Mexico. And these big train companies want to know, is this going to continue? Is this going to be the strategy? You know, if these migrant surges continue, are you going to shut down these commercial train bridges between our two countries? And the U.S. or the Biden administration really hasn't addressed those concerns that I've seen yet. So that's something to really keep an eye on going forward in 2024.
So Noy, as we look at those numbers, Mexico number one, Canada number two, and as you mentioned, China a distant number three, is there anything that China can do to catch up? Or do you think that U.S. manufacturers have really kind of gotten onto the trend of saying that China is not the only option and that we have all of these other places to go for our production and that's how it's going to stick?
You know, that's a really interesting question. And one of the things we've been seeing with China is that they've been shifting their investments to Mexico. So a lot of these factories that are expanding, a lot of these new factories, in a lot of cases, they're Chinese corporations or they're companies that have Chinese investors. So in some ways, that increase in nearshoring we're seeing between Mexico and the U.S. is being, we're seeing a lot of Chinese firms as part of that cross-border trade. They're not letting their market share go in a way. You know, they're trying to hold on to as much of their market share of the global economy as they can. And one of the ways they're doing that is shifting their investment strategy to Mexico and other countries across the Americas to, you know, take advantage of Mexico's, all the trade agreements that Mexico has with other countries and put their resources in the Americas so they can still get a piece of the pie of the global economy, so to speak.
And then, of course, the next thing is the investment that's happening on the U.S. side of the border close to Mexico to deal with this. You've got a couple of other stories in your Borderlands article from last weekend talking about it. Can you explain about what's going on close to the border?
Yeah, we're seeing some interesting things, such as a company called the PSC Group. They purchased a rail terminal in Pasadena, Texas, and that's it's called the Bayport Rail Terminal. And this is a facility that's operated or served by Union Pacific. It's right in the sort of what we call Chemical Row, where all these chemical refineries are in the Houston area. And this company, PSC Group, says this acquisition will give them a real big boost in the chemical trade in South Texas. Another big project we're seeing is the expansion of an automotive parts factory in Mexico, a company called, and this company is a real tongue twister, so I'm going to try to pronounce this right. It's called Eurotranciatura Laminations, and they expanded their factory in Querétaro, Mexico, which is in central Mexico. It's a $55 million expansion, and this company produces components for electric vehicle engines. So this is really interesting. They're going to be, this company says they already have about almost 4 billion outstanding orders for components for electric vehicle engines. So this is this is one of those things that goes towards, you know, increased cross-border trade, nearshoring. This is what it looks like when companies like this expand in Mexico.
It doesn't look like the money or the investment is going to stop anytime soon. Noy, thank you for joining us this morning for Borderlands, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thank you.
If you want to find that article, head on over to FreightWaves.com. Just search Borderlands up in the top right-hand corner. It'll take you right to it. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our next carrier update after this.